This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Dan Kraft, reporter with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Dan, Sunday, a story about something that people in along Beaver Lake have known about for some time.
True. They've been looking at this project for about 5 years now, Kyle.
It was a project that was pitched as condominiums.
High-rise condominiums, right. First of its kind on the lake. The original plan called for 7 towers at 25 stories apiece. Very ambitious.
And very controversial at the time.
Yes. I believe 3 a.m. the Benton County Planning Commission went to try and decide if they were going to approve it or not.
I haven't been up that way. What does it look like right now?
It is kind of out of the way, actually. If you don't know exactly where you're headed, you're not going to see it because it was billed as being outside of Rogers, but it's really outside of Avoca by quite a bit.
Outside of Avoca. Okay.
Yes.
And Sunday, you have a story that's the update on what has taken place in those 5 years?
Yes, which essentially isn't a whole lot, but it's murky, to say the least.
Murky, what might happen next?
What might happen next and what might be happening right now, as the condos obviously were never built, but the earthwork was done, meaning that there is a big patch, several acres worth of red dirt. Mm-hmm. And the original developers, who no longer own the property, had put in some retention ponds, stormwater runoff, which the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality requires for big construction sites like that. That really hasn't been kept up with as the project fell apart, and the ownership is probably as murky or more so than the water these days.
So you're trying to figure out who's responsible for what? And
we are. The neighbors would like to know, and ADEQ would like to figure that out as well, because the stormwater permit that was originally given to them expired several years ago.
Oh, my. Interesting. And so this will be in Sunday's paper.
It will, along with that'll be in every one of our four papers, the Northwest Arkansas Times, the Morning News in Springdale and Rogers, and the Benton County Daily Record. Each paper will also have a more local story looking at the academic all-stars from each town. These are the outstanding high school achievers.
Graduations are approaching.
They are. In fact, I believe a week from when this will run is when most of them show up in Bud Walton Arena to get their diplomas.
Although, if you're not a senior, I think you're going past then because of all the snow and whatnot.
Yes, quite a few of them will be spending a couple more days in school.
All right, Dan, thanks a lot.
Cool. Kyle, appreciate it.